Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. More skullduggery from Moscow Mitch. If you thought that they're filibustering the hard infrastructure plan, which was the plan that they had agreed to in that meeting with Joe Biden, 12 Republicans met and said, we'll support it. Then they went back on their word. Moscow Mitch filibustered it. 10 of those Republicans could have voted with the Democrats and overridden it. They didn't do it. Said maybe Monday, mañana. On Monday, they'll say maybe Friday. Friday, they'll say, well, next Friday, we're going on August recess, back after Labor Day. Maybe then, maybe then. That's what they're doing, stringing it out. But the other thing he's now doing is saying that the Republicans in the Senate will not vote to raise the debt limit, which runs out in 10 days from now. Debt limit runs out at the end of July, roughly. Roughly, 10 days from now. What does that mean? What is the debt limit? Why is that important? Right now, our national debt is about $28 trillion. And by law, there are limits to what debt you can incur. You can't just go willy-nilly doing it. Congress has to look at it and so forth and take a look and see what's going on. If you suspend, if you refuse to raise the debt limit, what that means is that our budget right now has debt in it. The debt, there's national debt, and then there's an imbalance in the budget that is debt for this particular budgetary cycle. That debt in the budget is far higher under Republicans, and under Trump, it was very high. Democrats, it tends to be lower. But the truth is that when you're dealing with COVID, it required expenditures to save us from recession. In 2008, 2009, we had expenditures to save our auto industry, our banking system. In World War II, we had to spend money to buy tanks, bullets, uniforms for our soldiers and sailors, planes, battleships, and so forth. When it comes to protecting the country, you have to do that first. Then what happens is you pay interest on the national debt. Society becomes more productive. Once you've won the war, whether it be World War II or the war against recession or depression, and that's what's happened. That's what's happened. And frankly, some of this expenditure, if Donald Trump early on had taken COVID seriously, had advised people to wear a mask and distance and had worn a mask himself, hadn't made fun of it, hadn't made fun of staffers. If a staffer came into his office with a mask, he laughed at him. And then when vaccine came along, if Trump had been one of the first, because he did get vaccinated, but he did it on the sly, wouldn't tell anybody, so did his family, took care of himself. But if he had gotten vaccinated publicly and urged everybody to, we would have saved about 200,000 people. They died. They didn't have to. They believed his stuff. But that was also very expensive, and it required these COVID relief bills. Now, what McConnell is doing, they've done before. They shut the government. You'll shut the government down if it doesn't have the money to, you know, for instance, pay our troops. Doesn't have the money to pay federal workers, you'll shut it down. They have shut it down before. They shut it down under Obama several times and under Clinton. It cost about $25 billion to unshut it down. And that's a bit of a misnomer. There's enough cash that we would be able to run the government till about October, even though the debt limit would be exceeded starting 10 days from now. But what they did last time is they didn't pay the FBI and the Coast Guard. They didn't pay them. And some workers. How'd they pick them out? The FBI was investigating Trump. That was retaliatory. And the Coast Guard, they figured, well, it's going to hit defense. Why don't we start with the Coast Guard? If we don't pay the Navy and the Army and the Air Force, there's going to be hell to pay. And finally, even Ron Johnson, privately went to Moscow Mitch and said, I'm getting killed up in Green Bay. I mean, these in Appleton, these guys are not Appleton, Green Bay and North, wherever he was taking a lot of heat. He said, this is going on. Got to start paying the FBI and the Coast Guard. You know, who does this? The Chinese would do it. Jihadists would do it. The Ruskies would do it. The North Koreans would do it. And the Republican Party would do it. And they did do it. See, here's the problem. Let's suppose somebody owns a treasury bill. There are 10-year treasuries. There are 90-day. There's, you know, a year, 2 years. These are essentially securities, bonds, really, that the government sells. And government debt, U.S. debt, is sacred. It is the gold standard around the world, and that's why it pays so. It doesn't have to pay much money in interest. If you get 1%, you're lucky. Sometimes you get 0.75% a year, maybe 1.5%. That's because everybody knows it's good. When that 10 years or 3 years or 1 year, whatever it is, comes up, you know you'll get your money if you want it. It's certain. It's insured in the sense that the whole government's faith and credit is behind it, of the United States. And that's what McConnell is tampering with, because they don't raise the debt limit. The Chinese own at least, it was a trillion, it's probably several trillion in our treasuries right now. All they have to do, they don't have to call them, they can't call them. When they come due, usually they roll them over. Everybody rolls it over. All they have to say is, no, we want payment in dollars. But you can't pay them in dollars because the debt limit hasn't been raised, and we would default. And if the U.S. government defaults on its debts, that's the beginning of the end of our world power. It's actually more important than our defense power, is our economic power. And that's what McConnell is doing. And that's what he has done and they have done to Obama and to Clinton, until they get a lot of heat from back home. But in the meantime, they really damage the country. The last time they did it to Obama, the Chinese sent warships off the Alaska coast, just about 2 inches outside of territorial water, just to flex their muscles, showing that we're divided. I don't welcome division, preacher against division. That's why I'm so glad the Bucks won the championship, because everybody in Milwaukee and Wisconsin now feels united, and we should. I don't lightly raise these issues to sow division. But when the other side is doing things that itself divides us, we have to call it out. We have to call it out more in sorrow than in anger. Now, what do we do about this? At some point, the Democrats have to take Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema into a room and work them over, okay? One thing you could do would be to suspend the filibuster, because the debt limit will get raised by the House. And in the Senate, suspend the filibuster. Moscow Mitch is doing Moscow's work. That's why he's called Moscow Mitch. Make sure you suspend the filibuster for raising the debt limit. Number two, if Manchin and Sinema won't do that, do it by budget reconciliation. In other words, that only takes 50 votes too. My own preference, if I were the majority leader, I would take Manchin and Sinema in there and say, look, we have to suspend the filibuster for three bills. One is voting, SR1 or SB1 and HR1, getting rid of gerrymandering and fair voting in presidential elections and congressional elections. Number two, infrastructure. And number three, the debt limit. Just do it for those three, the way Moscow Mitch did it, suspended the filibuster for Supreme Court appointment votes. And continually beat the hell out of Manchin and Sinema until they do it. Now, I say this very blithely. The truth is that probably Schumer has done this. There's one other thing that Biden could do by executive order. It's very risky. Every constitutional scholar in the state and in the country will object. I think it would be very creative. In the 14th Amendment to the United States, 14th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. That's the one, you know, due process and equal protection is extended to everybody in the states. Slaves are citizens. Basically, it's a Civil War amendment. But at the very end of it, it's an interesting language. It says, the debts of the United States shall not be questioned. And what most scholars will say is that it was intended to say that debts incurred by the Confederacy, because they borrowed a lot of money, are their problem. The United States doesn't have to pay off Confederate debt for buying guns and bullets and uniforms. But debts of the United States shall not be questioned. Now, it isn't a Civil War concept. I'll tell you what I would do if I were Joe Biden. If suddenly Moscow Mitch wouldn't pay the Navy and the Army, was going to default on our obligations to pay our treasuries, I would, by executive order, declare that under the 14th Amendment, the debts of the United States shall not be questioned, and we will pay on our treasuries, and we will pay our military. And if the Supreme Court overturned that, this is here, and maybe I'm just dreaming about this, I would suspend the writ of habeas corpus, take the Supreme Court and Moscow Mitch into custody, and say, we are not going to have this country run by the Russians. Now, that is catastrophic to have to do that, but we are dealing with people who are working deliberately to injure the United States. And you cannot have Moscow Mitch toy with us like that. And if you have Sinema and Manchin that aren't acting as Democrats, something's got to be done. Throwing out some ideas. We're going to a break. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. If you're on the lines, do not hang up. We'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.